Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith Overt here, Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live at DeVillers Square. And I have in my studio today Miss Ann Nowakowski, our Director of Women Who Code. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I almost said good morning. Good afternoon, definitely. Thanks for coming in. And I have Mr. Kendrick Hobbs, owner of Boneheads. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm excited to hear about your place, man. I really am.
I'm excited to tell you about it.
All right, cool. All right, well, let's get right into it. And you're here to talk about code and debugging the gender gap, which is a film, right?
It is.
I'm going to let you take it away because you're the expert here.
Yeah, so Code Debugging the Gender Gap is a documentary film. It was actually started as an Indiegogo campaign.
Ah, we have one of those going on right now.
They are the best.
They were.
And in a month, I think they raised like over $85,000.
Wow.
From less than 1,000 people. So there was a lot of people really supporting this movie. And I saw it when I was up in D.C. At the AFI Silver Dogs Festival. And I saw this movie and it really left an impression on me. And it's called Debugging the Gender Gap. And it's about so much more than just
sure
the gender gap. It's also about what are the economic issues? How does ethnicity come into play? How does your socioeconomic status and all of the things that come into play? And it's really just a movie and film exploring why more women and minorities don't get involved in technology and in STEM careers, specifically computer science. And the statistics are kind of out of control. I mean, it's the enrollment of Black and Latino students in four-year colleges is at an all-time high, and yet only 2% of them are actually majoring in computer science.
Right, or going back into this field. Which, I'll tell you, I did we Business Radio X and Pensacola Business Radio did the I-10 Wired Summit last year. And one of the speakers said, you know, this is like the last American dream. This is really one of the last fields where you can almost overnight become successful, make a decent living, and really be able to make some money and provide for yourself.
Well, and jobs in technology and computer science are plentiful and lucrative.
Yeah.
And there's not a, not a whole lot of things you can't say that about my theater major, you know. So it's... And when you look at the statistics in terms of like, if the trends don't change, then by the year 2020, we will have 1.4 million computer science jobs in the US and only 400,000 American programmers. So if more women and minorities don't get involved in computer science, like those jobs aren't just going to hang out open. They're going to go overseas.
Yeah. So there's a need to fill a gap, isn't there?
There is a huge need. So it's not just plentiful and lucrative for now, it's plentiful and lucrative in the future as well. And it's so I love this film, and it's not just about like what's happened and why the system is broken, but also what people can do to change it. So they interview all of these wonderful women and men in technology talking about what can be done, what Google has done, what Twitter and Facebook are doing to encourage more women and minorities to get into programming and to stay in it.
Yeah. So you're a DC transplant, as you said.
Yes.
It. So what is this kind of stuff what brought you down here to Pensacola?
No, my husband brought me to Pensacola.
Okay.
He came here.
He did military, I guessing?
Navy Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, all right. They're one of our largest employers here. So and a huge tech company, by the way, on the backside. I know a couple guys over there. So this is becoming more and more subject of conversation lately, because it's obviously coming to the forefront, not only with some of the women in technology stuff the chamber's doing, but with what we're doing as well. But I'm also seeing a lot of the schools and universities are starting to gear up to meet this need. So this is not something that's really going to go away.
No. And I mean, I really think that digital literacy, computer literacy, having basic programming concepts is going to very soon become the new literal literacy. It's not, you know, if you can read, next step, can you code?
Yeah. Good, because grammar was so boring.
Well, they still have it. They just call it syntax instead.
Yeah.
there's still grammar in there. There's like 290, almost 300 information technology companies just in Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah.
And they employ over 3,000 people. So there's this burgeoning, especially for a newcomer. It really feels like Pensacola is this hidden gem that my DCites, the Districtonians, they have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what's down here.
We're working on that,
like,
I promise.
It's this hidden gem and for its population size in terms of the opportunities here and the talent here. I mean, Pensacola punches above its weight class. That's very clear to me.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you here, especially after you said that. We're really happy now. So, so what else, what struck you with this film? Because I know you're trying to get it shown here, right? So, I mean, this, you saw it and it was like, oh my God, yes, I have to share this.
Yes, that was pretty much it.
Yeah,
as I saw this
word
film,
for word,
I was like,
huh?
I have to, how can I show this movie to more people? It's not on Netflix. It's not on a Hulu or Amazon Prime. You can't see it yet. And, you know, this is this Indiegogo campaign, and they've done the circuit of all of the local film festivals. But the only way to see it is to book a screening. And before, that was cost prohibitive.
Sure.
So I've been emailing back and forth with the filmmakers for a few months now and trying to figure out how I can bring this movie to Pensacola, because I think this is the perfect time to show something about how do we fix that.
How do we be part of this?
Yeah. How do we bridge the divide in tech and diversity in tech? And so they're using, you know, it used to be very expensive to bring everyone down here. Mm-hmm. And then now it's, oh, just, you know, call up your theater. So Carmike has given us an auditorium. There is a minimum ticket threshold limit that we have to sell. I think we need 40 more people to buy tickets.
Okay.
It's almost like a Groupon in that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, because Carmike wants to know that they're not setting aside a theater for like me and two people.
Right. Although that'd be really cool if they did.
Oh, I would buy so much popcorn. and I would just throw it at myself. But yeah, so there's a minimum ticket threshold, and I really think that we can reach it. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you need people to do to help you reach that ticket threshold? Where can we send them?
Oh, so PensacolaCodes.com actually sends you right to the ticketing website. Tickets are just $12. There's the option to contribute more if you want. Some of that money that goes over that minimum ticket threshold will just come back to me in a lump. And then I have been working with the Junior League of Pensacola, and I talked to the Pensacola Mess Hall, which is the children's.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
cool. You don't have to be a kid to go have fun there, I promise.
Engineering and science and stuff. Oh, they have so many cool things there. So all the contributions are going to go back to local causes that also, you know, women's empowerment and getting children interested in STEM careers.
Very cool. So you need 40 more people, and then you can show this. Do you get to just show it once, or is this something that you can continually kind of do over the next couple months and really maybe saturate the community here?
You know, that's a good idea. This is just for a one-time screening. I thought, let me just get it out there and see what happens, and hopefully people will be interested. But yeah, I mean, if there's a lot of interest, if we sell out, then through this new, it's called Tug. It's a new platform that allows you to request documentaries that you wouldn't get to see otherwise of your local theater.
Yeah.
And as long as you can, you know, fill that minimum threshold, you can bring whatever documentaries you want. So if this works, there's no end to the number of times this movie will be shown.
Well, and that's cool, because I think you've got some pretty good resources here, whether it be the universities or some of the local, like IT Gulf Coast or Florida West, or people that can really help you. And obviously the Chamber and Lindsay and what she's doing with the Women in Technology really kind of get this in front of some people, because I can speak from personal experience having these conversations. I had no idea that the gender gap and the whole this complete separation between male and female in this industry, and how just rampant, I guess it is, for lack of a better term. Had no idea.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny. It was one of those things. I was actually going to be a computer science major. I didn't know that girls weren't supposed to be into computers and science. I just had no idea. I went to an all girls school.
Sure.
That was a blue ribbon school, and it had a focus on, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to college, I just thought that's what girls did, is you were involved in science and, you know, you did science fair and you toyed with computers and you took your laptop apart for fun. And then I got to college and I was touring with my mom, walked into a computer science department, and it was just a bunch of brogrammers, not just dudes on computers, brogrammers, like bros.
Right.
And it was intimidating, and for me, there's a part of me that wishes maybe I had a little bit of a stronger background. You need to talk to Sister Ursula about that.
And just go for it, huh?
And just gone for it. But,
paved,
you know, it was very intimidating. I walked into a room of people who didn't look like me, and I had been, you know, programming on my own, self-taught during high school, but, you know, I didn't grow up programming. I wasn't, you know, writing computer programs, you know, in eighth grade. So I would have walked into those classes and been the dumbest person in the room, even though it was a 101 introductory level.
Right. That's okay, though. You got room to grow.
And I, you know, and I didn't, you know, I didn't see other people like me. There weren't other women in the room. And so I would love to help change that. And I think, you know, this is a great time to do it. Especially because, I mean, as you said, if you, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you have an expensive suit or not, if you know who your parents are, like it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, do you have fingers that can type? Can you learn programming concepts?
Yeah.
Because if
are you better
that,
and more qualified than the next guy?
If you can do that and you can get Wi-Fi access somewhere, which you can get lots of places for free. Yeah. I found all of them in Pensacola, I think. All the ones that give you free Wi-Fi in exchange for caffeine.
There you go.
You know, you can completely change your income level. I mean, you can absolutely change everything about your life. You just need to get those skill sets and you just need to get out there. And that those opportunities haven't existed before.
Right. So tell me a little bit about Women Who Code. What is that?
Women Who Code is a national organization. It was started in San Francisco, I think, and actually in Silicon Valley, where things are wont to start. And so it was started by some women who were in technology and they didn't see other women like them in leadership roles. And so it was started, and there's also workshops and career development. So what Women Who Code, so I'm starting a new Pensacola chapter, which will be specifically for workshops that are like introduction to web design and introduction to computer programming and programming concepts, as well as a speaker series with women in tech leadership positions. So it's a supportive circle. It's almost like a lean-in circle, but only for women who are into programming.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all right. You got it. Hey, it sounds like a really good platform to kick things off with. I can tell you right now, you are in the right place at the right time being here in Pensacola. You really are. So yay for getting transplanted. So, all right, Ian, well, let's make sure everybody knows where to go and what to do and send them to the right place so we can get this film showing for you.
Absolutely. So it is PensacolaCodes.com is where you get tickets. It is going to be on Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m. at the Carmake Cinema Bayou 15 Theater.
Okay. Anything else we need to let somebody know about that you can think of? See how it puts you on the spot right there.
Put me on the spot. Not that I can think of right now. Just I mean, I would just encourage everyone to check it out. Look at the trailer, even if you can't make it that night, because I know that there's Pensacon.
Yeah.
I feel like my target market might be at Pensacon.
Well, that's probably true. But that's okay, because this kind of all fits right in. I mean, a lot of those guys, they're all in some way, shape, or form use this technology, whether it's through what they create or just so... You might have actually accidentally picked the best time. So you never know. But hang out for a little bit. We're going to find out about boneheads here.
Absolutely.
For a minute. Okay. All right, Kendrick.
I'm up.
Yeah, I really wish you'd brought me some food now that I think about it. I mean, I know I've already had lunch, man, but I was thinking I got to see what this place is all about.
Well, you're just going to have to come down and check it out.
See, there you go. All right, man. So tell me about boneheads, because you are the only one here. You're actually the only one in the state, aren't you?
Yep. We are the first one in Florida. And the closest one to this location is actually in Atlanta, although they are spread out all across the nation from the West Coast to East Coast.
So what? Tell me about the food and stuff. How does this, because it's fire grilled, so I know you guys are doing a lot of fresh stuff, aren't you?
Yes, everything's prepared and made fresh in the restaurant. We focus everything around the grill, you know, whether it's grilled seafood, burgers, skewers, vegetables.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything's done around the grill. And it is a fast casual restaurant, but we focus on having a global pantry, and you know, we have fire grilled food such as fish, chicken, tacos, burgers. Pretty much, you know, you're gonna find something you like there.
Yeah. So, and I'll tell you, being a chef in one of my previous lives, I absolutely, if it's on the grill, man, I'm eating it.
It's very good.
It could be just about anything, but you get that flame taste and man, I'm in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sold. So where are you guys located?
It's at the corner of Campus Boulevard and actually Davis Highway. The best way I like to explain it is that where Scenic meets Highway 90, right before you go into Santa Rosa County, is a brand new shopping center called Argonaut Plaza. And it's at the corner of the entrance to UWF. A lot of people call it the back entrance because it is now, it's really technically the east entrance, but most people from Pensacola use the north entrance.
Yeah. So instead of going straight through that light on the north entrance, they're going to take a right.
Right, right.
And right when they get to the place. Yeah.
It's right on the corner. It's a brand new, beautiful shopping center. There's plenty more places coming to, you know, right now it's just us and Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be other restaurants.
Coffee and grilled chicken. Probably got free Wi-Fi, too.
We do have free Wi-Fi, actually. You know, instead of caffeine, you can get a nice...
Oh, chicken and Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there you go. Chicken and Wi-Fi. It's almost as good as chicken and waffles. Yeah. See, man, we're starting all new trends here today. So I want to know, what's your background and how did you end up here with Boneheads and decided to do Pensacola? How'd that work?
Well, I lived here all my life. Grew up in Santa Rosa County in Pace. Went to Pace High School. Then went to UWF and PJC. I really, since eighth grade, I took a computer class, little business class. You run a virtual reality concession stand, you know. Hot days, you raise the price of drinks, and cold days, you raise the price of coffee. And it was there that it just stuck in my brain that this is what I want to do. I want to be an entrepreneur and own my own business. So through my high school careers and college careers, I catered all of my schoolwork to becoming a business owner. So it was kind of simple for me right after I graduated. I just said, let's do it now. You know, it's all I've thought about. It's where my mom got the courage to help me out. Cause it's all I talked about was when I graduate, I'm going to own a business. What business is going to be, you know, how am I going to do it? And it's all I ever talked about. So it's really, truly a passion of mine. You know, went through a couple different ideas. You know, I wanted to own a music store when I was in eighth grade,
yeah,
it was a surface skate shop.
There you go. Yeah.
So whatever my hobbies were at the time, but after being in fast food industry and being a manager and, you know, working with food is where I figured it would be the easiest transition to being an entrepreneur is just stick with the food concept. And I looked
around. It's also a pretty good learning ground for business because the food industry is so different than a lot of others, especially when you become your own owner, because you're not only the owner but you're doing payroll and HR and the books and the prep list and sometimes the dishes, and sometimes you're praying for dishes so you don't have to do the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do it all.
So, and I congratulate you because I've been down that road and I can tell you it is a very good way to learn how to do a whole lot of things real quick.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, college was amazing and I learned a lot of stuff. But there's truly some stuff you just can't find out.
You got to go through the school hard knocks, don't you?
Exactly. Learn the hard way and trial
and error.
I think
Ann had the same experience, just on a different level. But I'm with you, man. I think you really just showed some really cool things that need to be highlighted here. And the fact that you've lived here all your life and you had one high school and two different universities that really helped gear you up to this, and it's worked and it's been successful. So that's a contestment for them, I think.
Right. And it's kind of a neat little story in the way that I went to UWF with the intentions of being an entrepreneur, you know, taking small business classes, taking entrepreneur classes. And then I turn around and open up a business on UWF.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey man, sometimes you never know where you make the right connections. Yeah.
You know, exactly. And they've been truly wonderful with how much they've helped me with marketing, you know, getting my name out there, supporting us, because they see, you know, me as a student and an alumni now.
Yeah.
That is
and
doing
a local
what they
community
loved.
Business owner, you know.
Exactly.
So way to support. So way to give them a shout out. I didn't even have to prep them for that. You see that? It's perfect. So, okay. So what's the story behind Boneheads? Because you were telling me you're like one of what, 13 or something. You're not there. You guys aren't even huge yet.
Yeah. It's a very small franchise based out of Atlanta.
Exclusive. We like the word exclusive.
Exclusive. So it was really happenstance. They had two chefs, one that wanted to start a fast casual restaurant. And then the other chef that was trying to bring this Piri Piri sauce, which is our proprietary sauce, to America. He's from South Africa, and they got in a collision and hit with their cars, got in an accident, and that's how they were introduced. And then soon after, started working together.
That's awesome.
And they declared themselves Boneheads. So that's where the name came from. That's where the proprietary Piri Piri sauce came from, and the fast casual concept.
So because two guys got in an accident, and they both happened to be in the food side
and
of
two
something.
That's
so cool, man. So when you go into Boneheads, is there anywhere you can read about that story?
Yeah, actually, it's on our menu. It's on our website.
Awesome. You know, I was going to say, if that's not marketable, I don't know what is.
I know. It's a pretty neat little story. You know, they call themselves Boneheads because they are.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Running into each other.
Yeah. Okay, so you said there's 13.
Right.
Right? And so are there plans to expand any further here in Pensacola or in the state of Florida?
Well, I personally, myself, want to grow as fast as possible.
Sure.
You know, multiplying numbers. I see this huge market out there, and I want to go capture it.
Yeah.
Since the closest one is 5 hours away, you know.
You've got pretty good potential.
I got a huge area that I could, you know, go with. So I really want to get this menu and get this taste out to as many people as possible.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to try to help you do that. So where do we send everybody and websites and all that good stuff?
Well, we're all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Boneheads Pensacola is our handle. We have a website, boneheadspensacola.com. You can also find us on the franchise website, boneheadsfiregrill.com.
Cool. And then university, what are your hours? Are you guys open 24/7?
We open for lunch at 11 o'clock every day. And on Friday and Saturday, we're open till 10 and 9 o'clock on the other days.
So you're doing lunch and dinner?
Lunch and dinner.
Awesome, man.
Maybe a brunch coming soon.
There you go. Don't set anybody up yet.
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
What is a piri piri sauce? Did I even pronounce that correctly?
You did.
Okay.
You did.
What?
One of very few that say it right.
What is that?
It is a South African spice. It's a bird's eye chili, and it's just another hot sauce in a way. And it is proprietary to Boneheads, so it's the only place you're going to get it. But we have sauces from lemon and herb, medium, hot, extra hot. And we use it in a lot of our recipes that we cook with. So it's very unique. We have them, you can bottle them. I want to sell them in the stores. You know, we have them on the shelf in the front counter.
Sure.
You can try them when you're eating some chicken or fish or whatever you like. You can put it on anything pretty much. But it's another hot sauce. And it's the extra hot, I'm going to tell you, is pretty hot.
I like hot sauce though.
And I like it, but it makes me cry a little.
Yeah. You poor guy. So what's your favorite thing on the menu?
Well, I like, my personal favorite thing is the bonehead shrimp. It's a fried shrimp, and then we toss it in this heavy mayonnaise. It's similar to the bang bang shrimp that you're going to get in other places.
Sure.
We're known for our grilled zucchini.
I love grilled vegetables like that.
Right. You
zucchini,
know,
eggplant.
Asparagus,
yes.
Zucchini, sweet potatoes.
Yep.
We have it all. And that's the best thing about Boneheads is you can get a nice fish, you know, from the ahi tuna to the mahi-mahi, red snapper, salmon.
Yeah.
And then you can get a nice rice. We have seasoned rice or Moroccan rice, which is a sweeter rice. It's got cinnamon, almonds, cranberries in it.
Very cool.
And then you can get a vegetable. So you can eat very healthy. But on the other end of the spectrum, if your spouse or friend doesn't want to eat very healthy, you can get a burger and fries. You know, we cover everything.
Yeah, there you go. You can go down either road.
So Before Lent.
Right? So it sounds to me like you're using a lot of fresh and local produce and stuff.
We definitely. We buy all our produce from Gulf Coast, Cisco.
Yeah.
And they come in almost daily, every other day.
Yeah.
And then everything's prepared in-house. We make our own remoulade. We make our own fish toppings, whether it's a pineapple salsa, black beans, corn.
Nice.
So, you know, we have a lot to do in there, and it's all made fresh. And that's what we focus on is that it is fresh. It's quality ingredients.
Yeah, it's not coming out of a box or a can.
Presentation.
Or a... Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
We know that the consumer can taste that and appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, whether or not you've been in the culinary world forever or not, you know.
Exactly.
So, what kind of specials do you guys got going on right now?
Well, all UWF students and faculty, staff, alumni, you know, if you have an Argo card or your Nautilus card, then if you present that, you get 10% off your entire meal. We also do other specials like Taco Tuesday. You can get 2 taco combo with a drink, $7.99. Monday through Thursday, we have a 2 to 5 happy hour, half off drinks, dollar off appetizers. We do Fish Friday, which, you know, fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Wednesday, kids.
Do you do the vinegar with the fish?
We do have malt vinegar.
Awesome.
Yep, we do. And then kids eat free on Wednesday. So, you know, we want it to be a family restaurant. We want it to be a hometown restaurant. And I think you'll see that when you visit.
Cool. Do you guys do any catering or takeout or anything like that?
We do catering. We have a catering menu. You can get, you can get the tacos in a taco bar. You can get huge salads. Or if you just want a bunch of fish, chicken, zucchini, rice. I mean, you pretty much anything on the menu you can get catered.
Can you order stuff from the website or do they need to call you?
You have to call us. We haven't set up the online ordering yet, although that is soon to be happening soon.
I bet I know somebody that could code it for you.
There you go.
That means I don't have to make dinner. Yeah,
that's right. There you go. There you go.
Get some free boneheads out of it.
Do you take reservations? Because I'm thinking, where am I going to be on February 14th?
Well, we don't take reservations, although, you know, we have been known to have a couple big parties.
Yeah.
We have a little back dining room that we can push tables together, and we have reserved seats for them, you know. Typically, we don't do that, but that is something that I'm trying to incorporate.
Yeah, sure. You're not going to turn it away, huh?
I'm not going to turn it away. If you want me to set some tables up, I'll do it happily.
So how many seats do you have?
We have about 86 seats in the restaurant. We also have about 26 seats outside. We have a nice outdoor patio.
Man.
I know it's been cold lately and rainy.
That's right.
But it's not.
January's almost over, which means summer is literally almost here.
Yeah, in a couple more weeks, it'll be summer, I'm sure.
Cool, Florida. Man. Anything you can think of that we didn't capture about Boneheads that we need to?
You know, like I said, I want it to be a hometown restaurant. I've lived here all my life.
Yeah.
It's not another franchise, although it is a franchise. You know, we have had very much success with getting the pictures from Pensacola, you know, pictures of UWF. I want to get a jersey for the football team for UWF, hang it up in there. You're not going to go into a Boneheads anywhere else and it look exactly like this one.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, we catered everything, whether it's the decor, even the menu. You know, we have flexibility. Soon we'll probably be doing a shrimp and grits.
Yeah,
coming up soon.
Well, that's cool. So you guys blend into the community that you guys are with.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah, they give us enough flexibility to do so.
Very cool. All right. Well, so one more time, man. Let's give them a phone number and a website.
The website is boneheadspensacola.com, and then we're all over social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. I mean, we try to do it all. Foursquare. And then the phone number
is... That's a lot. I do three, man, and that's a lot.
I know,
lot.
Right? I didn't even know some of these existed.
I know, right?
The phone number is 850-477-4002. We're at the back entrance, a lot of people call it the back entrance, of UWF, East Gate Entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it Highway 90, Campus Boulevard Corner, right at the light, brand new Argonaut Village.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Can't miss it.
Great decor.
Big bright blue sign with the flame on it like your logo is. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
You know, it's a great atmosphere, great food presentation. I mean, you're not going to go anywhere. It's a fast casual, so you get the fast food service with the speed and the price point at a dine-in experience where you sit down, you have a nice plate, we bring the food to you, you get up and walk out, you know, we clean up after you, and the quality of the food and the presentation of the food. Any picture you see online is a picture is a plate of food that you can get, you know.
Yeah.
They don't Hollywood it up. They cook the food, they put it on a plate, they took a picture of it, and that's on the website.
Hey, you had me and I didn't have to do dishes, man.
You don't have to do dishes. I'll do the dishes for you.
Cool. All right. So, and Ann, let's tell everybody again where they can, we want them to see the code.
Yes, I want everyone to see the code.
Yeah, so we need to get some people to you and to the tickets. So let's send them again.
So that's PensacolaCodes.com, and it's February 18th at 6:30 p.m., and that's where you can go get tickets.
Okay, and do you have any other websites you'd like to send some people to check out what you do? So I know you wear many hats.
Too many.
Too many.
You know what? I would tell people obviously go get a ticket and then
call me, right?
then give me a call. But if you're really interested in getting started, I would definitely tell people to go check out Code Academy and Treehouse and Free Code Camp. There's a free Code Camp chapter here in Pensacola where they just do a code and coffee. You can hang out with people, and it's people who've never programmed before in their lives. And And you can
just
start coding.
And it's men and women, right?
It's men and women.
Yeah.
Well, even women who code, I won't kick you out.
Very cool. Well, listen, I want to thank both of you for coming in with me today and hanging out. It certainly makes my afternoon a lot easier to deal with, because I get to stop doing paperwork and hang out.
I don't know how this slipped my mind, but I have too many things on my plate. Tomorrow, we're actually having our grand opening.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to have the Pensacola Greater Chamber out there to do a ribbon cutting at 10:30. And then Cat Country will be out there 5 to 7 doing their remote. And we're going to have live entertainment. We're going to have a...
Kegs?
We do serve beer and wine. So, you know, we won't have a keg, but we have a nice selection of beer.
Yeah.
Pensacola Bay Brewery. And
You got local guys. Yeah, man. Mark makes some really good stuff, man.
So everyone should come out tomorrow, the 29th. Boneheads and all day. Through the weekend. If you can't make it next week.
Cool.
Just come on out and check us out.
You got a couple of extra tickets to give away too, don't you?
I do.
We almost forgot about that.
I've got extra tickets. Should they contact you?
They can email. Yes, you can contact us here at Pensacola Business Radio. Absolutely. You can email us at khofert@businessradiox, or they can contact us through our website, which is pensacola.businessradiox.com. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I've got free tickets to give away. So just rewind and listen to what he just said.
So the 40 of those people that are going to buy a ticket, find two of your friends that you want to come with you, and we'll see if we can't make it happen. Because I think it's going to be a really good thing. Cool?
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. Okay, well, again, I want to thank both of you guys for coming in. And, you know, I'm excited. I've got some people I know you need to talk to. And I have a show tomorrow, so I won't be there for your grand opening. But I know you're going to have a really good crowd. And I'm sure Sharon is going to do her cheerleading stuff that she does. And I promise you, I'm going to get over there and eat, man. And you know, we do the foodie life stuff, too. So I got to come and check it out.
Yeah, definitely.
So, awesome. All right. Well, thanks again for both of you for coming in. You guys can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter or at Pensacola BRX on Facebook. And you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.